news from other countries, Denmark, and a lot of people have emailed me this and said, show this to Kelly, mm-hmm. because you're the only person in this room, Chris Kelly, whose family owns guinea pigs.
Two.
Down to two?
Down to two.
Still going strong, though, right?
Yeah, can't get... all right.
Was it three not long ago?
No.
Don't answer that.
It was four. It started with two. We got two guinea pigs.
Yes.
Years ago. And my daughter was probably 10. And I knew that all these two guinea pigs, their lifespan is 5 to 6 years. And I thought, okay, good. They'll be done by the time she goes off to college.
Start the clock.
Won't have to worry about them after she goes off to college. So we got the two guinea pigs, two males. And you have to have two because one is a life of desolation if you only have one.
Look at Biggie.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Look how Biggie lives. That would be the guinea pig.
So we got two, and about a month later, my daughter got up to go to school, and there were five in the cage.
What had happened was...
Okay, instead of getting two males, the rescue group that we had to go and prove ourselves to, they'd do a home visit to make sure we could take care of these guinea pigs, found that...
Do you have a refrigerator?
Yes.
Do you know what lettuce looks like? Yes, I do. All right, you're fit.
They gave me the thumbs up. Didn't take long to get the thumbs up. So the two had turned into five, and we discovered, the originals were male and female. So she separated those two into a second cage that we luckily had. She went off to school. 30 days later... Apparently, she didn't separate them fast enough because as soon as mom had given birth, she was pregnant again, and we had two more. So we got up to seven guinea pigs.
Seven.
We called the original rescue group, and we said, we've got seven guinea pigs, and this is your fault. You told us they were both boys, and now we have seven guinea pigs. They apologized profusely and said, okay, we'll come get the five. As they were walking up the driveway... My daughter says, I just can't give up the babies. I can't give up the babies. So we negotiated quickly. We gave up the two babies, but we kept the three other babies. So we had five guinea pigs. Okay, five. Mm. We took them to a vet. They separated them. They painted a pink dot on the girls and a blue dot on the boys. It was three girls and two boys, and we had separated them all out. Over time... Three have passed. We are left with two girl guinea pigs, and they're hanging on and going strong, as Biggie said. So we've got two guinea pigs, and my daughter's off to college in 2 years, and I am not going into that guinea pig room with that romaine lettuce.
And guinea pigs aren't one of those that can change the sex, right? Like one can't just become.
No, like a frog in Jurassic Park. Yeah. No, it wasn't like that, apparently. I don't know. Well, they were mislabeled. That we were told we were sold a bill of goods by the rescue place.
Mm-hmm.
So all that being said, we have two left, and I have 2 years. It's not like I'm hoping they pass.
No.
But we've had them a while now.
If you'd like for your guinea pigs to somehow... I don't know, contribute to the welfare of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
There is a zoo in Denmark. I believe it's called the Aalborg.
Mm.
They have gone viral, video globally viral, for something they put on their Facebook page at the end of July. Basically, they said, we'll be happy to take your family, pets, and livestock to feed our zoo animals. And guess what they love? Guinea pigs. Rabbits. All the things that you've had in your home.
Are these like lions and tigers and stuff that'll be eating?
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah, these are the big top-of-the-food-chain carnivores. And, of course, they're caged, so they can't hunt these animals. But they still, like Biggie, have a taste for meat.
They like the animal. They can't hunt them like they used to,
but
they like them. So they want guinea pigs.
So they'll take horses, not a draft horse, smaller horse.
Small horse.
Chickens, rabbits, guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want it, the zoo will take it and feed it to the predatory animals. They all donated animals will be, and Kelly, your daughter will appreciate this, gently euthanized.
And then fed.
So they're not hunted to death.
Oh, I would think you would want them to be live so that the animal could.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the space in the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
The enclosures, I don't know.
So a lion, if you put a euthanized dead guinea pig or small horse, he will eat that.
I suppose.
He won't need to. He doesn't need to hunt it. Okay.
I suppose. Yeah. Like snakes, they always put the live mice in there.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And they zap them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a smaller
And space. Mice. We don't care about mice. But,
we don't care about mice.
But we do care about guinea pigs and rabbits. Certainly bunnies we care about.
Yeah. They ask donors to please limit your donations of your pets to four at a time.
Okay.
So.
And what's been the reaction to this?
Well, there's been pushback.
Yeah, I would think.
You know, that's one of those things where people don't like to think about animals eating other animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which they do.
Yeah.
We make them pets.
Yeah. But it does happen. I mean, I don't want to be on the side of the zoo, but if you are, I mean, is it better to mistreat or keep a guinea pig that you don't want or let it help the circle of life by giving to this zoo, you know, to help the lion or the tiger, whatever's going to eat it. But then again, you could donate it to a rescue. I was stunned at how many guinea pig rescue facilities there are.
Yeah.
They are rescuing guinea pigs and then turning them into pets for families like ours. They're out there.
You know, what's a little surprising about this is that we don't hear more zoos asking for food.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there must be an entire industry that, again, we don't think about for the most part.
I guess.
That provides the fish, that provides the rabbits, that provides the chickens.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That the zoo creatures are eating.
Yeah.
How do there are tons of zoos.
But now, let me tell you, let me say this. If you're that zoo and you buy 10 guinea pigs, you're going to have 30 guinea pigs in a month. You know, you can start your own guinea pig farm in order to just feed
the big
lions. Yeah, you can. Because they multiply like crazy. Rabbits, guinea pigs, you know.
I found this out at a very young age because my father briefly worked at a place that was called Pet Stuff. Mm-hmm. They were eventually bought out by PetSmart.
Pet Stuff.
Yes. And he was like the store manager.
I don't know
that
that's a good Pet Stuff doesn't sound.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Yeah, but it was a transition time for my father. Mm-hmm. He was trying to get, you know, we were trying to move back closer to family. Mm-hmm. Job was open. He took it. He was the store manager.
Yeah.
Learned a lot about animals working that place, though.
I bet.
But that's when I found out as a kid that people would come in and buy things like mice, guinea pigs.
Little fish. So the big fish
as food.
To feed.
Yeah. Because I don't think even my father realized it because he came up and told us one day, he's like, this guy was buying, like, he was like, I need to buy all the guinea pigs you got. And they were like, oh, okay.
Cool.
And then, like, one of his other workers was like, yeah, he's going to feed them to a snake probably or feed them something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's when my dad realized, he's like, oh, that's why we carry all these mice and fish and all these things, is the little ones are food.
I had to pet sit for a friend ages ago, and she and her husband had fish, but these were like big fish.
Yeah.
And there was a tank of goldfish next to the show fish. Yeah. And my job was to scoop out the goldfish and toss them into the big. They did not last. I mean, it was
a tough lesson to learn.
Crazy fast.
I have trouble with this conversation.
Yes.
This is troubling. It really
because
is.
Because we make animals pets, and that's,
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm a guinea pig owner, so it's difficult for me to hear.
To see them as food?
Yeah.
God, it's like every time you go to a party, I mean, I don't go to them anymore, there's always one guy who always announces that they eat dogs in Korea.
Right. You hear that.
Yeah.
But that's over there. It's a different food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, to, you know, oh, God. But to us, it's pets.
Didn't Robert Kennedy Jr. eat something when he was over there and admit to it? It was like a dog.
Yeah.
A dog,
yeah,
I
mean, it's commonplace.
Yeah,
I think
Korean.
It was dog.
Yeah, he barbecued a dog, and there's a picture of him.
Of eating. All the things you want to be mad at, if you want to be mad at about, that's not one of them.
No, way worse.
Working out of blue jeans is mine.
Yeah.
Shirtless in blue jeans.
I forget.
My number one pet peeve.
That's unforgivable. I forget
what country it is that the guinea pig is. Like a great
South America?
Yeah, somewhere
Central
in South America. It's
it's a delicacy.
They love, I mean, you go to these restaurants just to have this guinea pig cooked a certain way.
My friend Jean, it's definitely South America because she was there a year ago in the Andes and went to a restaurant in South America and they not only have guinea pig on the menu, they had live guinea pigs that you could pick like a lobster.
Yeah.
You know how you'd pick a lobster and
celebrated, yeah.
She said all she could have was a can of Pringles. She could not eat. She couldn't bring herself to eat.
All we have is guinea pig flavored. It's a special edition. Do you have anything not guinea pig flavored?
We have guinea pig chips.
All she ate the whole time she was there were small cans of Pringles. She lost 18 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean,
sounds like a terrible trip.
It was awful. She was up and down the Andes. She had no energy at all because I could not eat the food they were serving me. They love guinea pig. Guinea pig's like chicken.
It's
to
Peru.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
it's Peru. Peru.
That's where she was. She was in Peru. She saw the lost civilizations and all that. And she had Pringles to eat the entire time. Pringles and Hunt snack pack pudding is all she had the entire time. And she said, I refuse to eat that guinea pig.
We just got a message from a friend who just got back from Peru, her trip.
Yeah.
And she said, it's Peru.
Ah, there it is. Yeah. That's it. That's right. So
they call it koi.
The guinea pig is on display and apparently quite tasty, according to the locals. No, thank you.
Right. You say things like that to your guinea pigs? Quit acting up or I'll send you to Peru.
Or Denmark. You pick.
Yeah. You want to eat by a lion or a tourist?
You want to be gently euthanized and eaten?
Yeah. What do you want?
Or you want to be sautéed?
Oh, jeez.
Over a bed of leafy vegetables.
I have trouble with that story. I'm sorry.
Oh, she sent a picture.
Oh, God.
Oh, she did?
No, she did. A roasted guinea pig.
Oh,
on a skewer.
Oh, my God. We cannot look at something like that. That is horrible to see that. That is exactly.
You're too detached from your food, son.
Jeez. I can't see that. I can eat chicken. I cannot look at that. I'm like Gene. I'd have to have Pringles. That's all there is to it.
Man. This weird guy just keeps eating Pringles.
Peruvian Pringles.
I think he's a murderer.
Oh, God.
He's clearly smuggling, right?
That's terrible. Yeah. That is really awful.